Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello, hello, PeopleStack tribe, PeopleStack family. The topic of the week is, I'm doing okay. Things are okay. I'm comfortable in my career. It's tolerable. I'm coping. That's the topic of the week. And today, what I want to make absolutely clear is why being in this place, this I'm okay place in your career, why it's actually worse than if you're in a place where it's like, oh my God, this is terrible. Get me out. It's hell. It's worse to be in this in-between middle place of I'm comfortable. It's okay. And there's a variety of different reasons I bring up this topic. One of them is that very recently, I was on a call with my coach. Yes, I have a coach. she is my mindset coach. She is amazing. And we were kind of going through like setting goals for 2020 and how are you feeling in different areas of your life? And basically like rating on a scale of 1 to 10, how I feel like I'm doing in particular areas. And in the three areas, just in case you're wondering, was like my business and my mission, relationships, and self-care. And I rated myself an 8 on self-care. I rated myself a 9 in terms of my business. And I rated myself a 7 in relationships. And what she said next was actually the thing that, you know, it reminded me how like kind of being in the middle, like a 5, 6, or a 7 is actually worse than being a 1, 2, or a 3, right? So if you were to rate yourself right now on how are you doing in your career, you might say 8, 9, 10. Hey, that's great. Then the reason that you're listening is you just want, you know, you want the dust on top of outstanding, right? That's why you're listening, is that you just want that next level, bring it to the next level. You're doing awesome. And this is great. And that's why you're listening. You also may be listening right now because you're like a 1, 2, 3, or maybe even a 4. And it's like, it's hell. Get me out of here. But you also may be listening when you might say, if I were to rate myself in my career, how am I doing in my career right now? I'm a 6. I'm a 7. And so the distinction for me that I want to pass on to you is that I rated myself a 7 in my relationships. Because it's like, it's okay, they could be better. Whereas and that's actually worse. Like if I was actually to take a look and say, you know what, my relationships right now, they're totally a disaster. Like they're a 3. Would I be motivated to change them and to do something about that? Hell yeah. Right. Or if they were an 8 or a 9, it's like, would I be motivated to keep doing what I'm doing so that I can work? So that I can have them continue to make them work. Great. But being in a 7, being in that middle, that standpoint, it's not a great place to live. It's not a great place to live. And because it's almost like you're being unfulfilled. What are you tolerating? It's tolerable, right? And, you know, just to make it clear, in terms of my relationships, I'm talking about broadly in terms of my relationships with my husband, Rob, with my son. And for me, it's actually about taking a hard look in the mirror and saying, okay, because it's a 7, is it really an 8? Am I kind of getting down on myself, or is it more like a 3 or a 4? And it's like, what's that area for growth, and really getting honest with myself about what that area for growth is, and really motivating myself to make that change that I want, so that I don't kind of stay stuck in that 7. So I'm not saying if you rate yourself as a 5, 6, or a 7, that's somehow wrong. No, you really mean it's a 9, or no, you really mean it's a 2. Like, that's an, like, if that's the honest, you take an honest look at it, like, yeah, if I were to rate myself in my career, I'm at a 6. And that's the God's honest truth in terms of that's where I am right now. I'm right in the middle. But and what I'm saying is that's a sucky place to be from a term of, in terms of motivation, because you're not as motivated to change or to stay on the right course, the same course, as if you were a 2 or a 9. So you really have to dig deep and say, okay, what do I need to do to change? Because you're not going to be motivated to change if you're a 7. And because I have the support, and because I have, you know, the self-awareness to say, all right, I'm a 7, what can I do better? I'm going to make those changes. You're damn right I'm going to make those changes to get relationships up to an 8 or a 9. Because I have that, and I'm very grateful for that. But so many people do not have that support, do not have that self-awareness of, man, you're just kind of living in, yeah, 7's great. Like, what's your problem? It's a 7 out of 10. I'm a 6 out of 10. At least I'm not a 2. At least I'm not a 3. I'm better off than someone who is a 2 or a 3. I'm not desperate. I'm not desperate. And that's the other reason that I bring this up, is because as I was going through this exercise with my mindset coach, I was reminded of how so many people, potential clients who we talk with, seem intent on sharing that they're not desperate. Like, oh, it's not that bad. Because when we get on a call with a potential client, we're there to get to the truth of what's going on in your career right now. And so many of them, and we'll ask, if you've done a call with us, you know that the very first question that we ask, this is a way to prepare if you're going to be booking a call with us, right? The very first question that we ask is, what's not working in your career right now? What's not working right now in your career? And because that's the most important question, really. If you can identify that, and we can start to peel the layers back and get to the truth of that, then you are well on your way towards making change. And we help you get clarity on that. But so many people have shared with us, like, oh, but it's okay. I mean, there's some stuff that's not working, but you know what? It's okay. I'm comfortable. It's tolerable. But it's okay. I'm coping. There's no. You're asking if I'm desperate, because there's no way that I'm not desperate. No. And so many people have this false belief that you need to be desperate in order to seek help. No, that is just completely and utterly not true, right? The best people, the people who reach those highest level of achievement in their area, they get help all the time, even if they're an 8, 9, or 10. Yes, if they're in the 1, 2, 3, or 4 zone, but especially if they're in that middle zone of what I like to call that vortex of mediocrity, that middle zone, and it's going to try to keep you in that vortex. It's really, really strong. Right? Where it's kind of like you are so motivated to stay right there and not change. Because you're comfortable. It's tolerable. You're coping. It's okay. There's no real compelling reason to change unless you make one. And so that vortex is going to do everything in its power. It's super strong to keep you in that vortex of mediocrity, because that's where you are. You're in the middle. It's not really bad. It's not really good either, but it's not terrible. You're not desperate. And the reason why being stuck in that vortex of mediocrity is even worse than if you were a 1-2 or a 3, as what some people might call desperate. Like, oh, stuff is totally not working. My career is hell right now. I'm stuck in a no end, in a dead end job. The culture is toxic. I'm bleeding money like there's no tomorrow. I cannot stand my boss. I get up every day dreading to go to work. I'm starting to have really physical effects of this. I'm losing sleep every single night. I'm gaining weight. My doctor is on me about what is going on in your life. You are so stressed. You're motivated to change because you don't want to have to suffer through that anymore. You want to stop the suffering. You want to stop the hell. You know, one of our clients one time, when we first talked with him, he decided not to work with us. And he was talking about self-awareness, right? He was extremely self-aware. And he said, you know what? I'm deciding not to get help right now because I haven't been on the struggle bus for long enough. But I am going to come back. I haven't been on the struggle bus for long enough. And you know what? He came back and we helped him. We helped him upgrade his career and create his dream. Get a promotion, get a raise. And now he's living his dream. And he had that self-awareness to be able to say in the beginning, like, you know what? I'm not struggling quite enough yet. I am stuck in this. He didn't use these words, but basically what he was saying is, I am stuck in this vortex of mediocrity. And he knew he was going to come back. And it's not our job to pressure people into making a decision to change your life and to build your dream. If I have to pressure people and I have to convince people, yep, there's a better way. There's a better life. And we can help you get there. There's a way where you can totally and completely have a completely impactful career, where you are a compassionate leader and you're earning 15, 20, 30% more than you are right now for the value that you're adding. And you're going to build a dream life for yourself and your family. But if I have to beg and pressure people in order to do that, it's not going to work. Right? So he had that self-awareness to say, I think I need to be on the struggle bus for a little bit longer. And I'm going to bet that there's some of you out there that that's exactly the case. It's like, you're not struggling enough. You're too comfortable. And that's why you're not changing. So then the question becomes, how do we actually change? And I'm going to talk a little bit more about this on the next episode, but I don't want to like leave you hanging. So what the tidbit that I will leave you with there is that you have to make a firm and decisive, almost defiant decision to change. You have to decide to change. And that has to come from within. Because the external circumstances are, you're stuck in that vortex. You're not on the struggle bus. You're not feeling the struggle enough. So you have to decide to either run away from the potential pain that is going to happen if you stay there, and or run toward that dream, because that is more compelling. And it's okay. I'm comfortable. So this is the thing that I want to make absolutely clear here in this episode, and then I'll talk more in the next episode about how to actually escape the vortex, is that do not tell yourself the lie that it's okay, I'm comfortable, I'm tolerating this, and that it's okay to stay there, and that you have to put up with that. Because for most of us, it's not okay to stay there. It's not okay to stay stuck living a completely unfulfilled life. And I would say for all of us, like, really what it is this is insidious. This is an insidious pain going through this. This every single day feeling unfulfilled, every single day feeling like, it's okay. Knowing in the back of your mind that there is something greater, but you're just not there yet. And you don't know how to get there. It's like death by a thousand paper cuts. That's the definition. Like, if you want a visual and you want a feeling of what does insidious pain feel like? What is this insidious pain of being stuck in this vortex of mediocrity, of this vortex of it's comfortable and it's tolerable? It's like death by a thousand paper cuts. That's the definition of insidious. Is it's subtle? Yes. But it absolutely has a negative effect over time. And that's where a lot of you are living right now. Some of you absolutely realize it. You just don't know how to get out. And some of you don't even realize it because you're so used to being stuck in the vortex that you think that that's the normal. You think that that's normal. And I'm here to tell you, we are all destined for greatness. We can all escape mediocrity. We can all live lives of joy and passion and freedom and gratitude and love. And yes, you all have it within you to create your dream career. That career where you want to bounce out of bed more mornings than not. And you can't wait to go to work and serve your team. And yes, you get recognized and own your worth and get paid for what you're worth. And then all of that has such positive, wonderful, beautiful waterfall effects on the rest of your life because now you have more time, you have more energy, and yeah, you have more money too to enjoy all the things that you couldn't justify when you were stuck in the vortex because you weren't making enough money. And you start to tell yourself the stories of, you know what? It's okay. I don't need a lot. I live a very humble existence. I don't need all of the trappings of life. I don't need to go on vacation. I don't need to buy myself fancy cars. It's okay. I'm coping. Is that really where you want to stay? Just coping? Just managing? Just okay? And I know that you all know that you're capable of more. And so if you want help figuring out how to get unstuck from that vortex of mediocrity, or maybe you're not even sure where you are right now in your career and you just want some clarity in terms of what's going on because you're so in the middle of it, you can't see the vortex. You may be in the eye of the vortex and you want to have that outside view of somebody saying, yeah, you're stuck in the middle of it right now and here's the way out. If you want that expert perspective on what's going on and what's not working in your career and how to get out, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We serve and we love and we get to the truth for every single person that we talk with on the call. And if we can help you, if we think that our expertise is going to help you even further beyond that initial free career strategy session, if we think we can help you, then we're going to talk about that. And if we're 100% confident we can help you, we're going to make you an offer. And we'll talk about what it would look like in terms of the investment, the time investment, the financial investment, because we don't want to see anyone stay stuck. So if we can help you, we're going to tell you and we're going to tell you what it would look like. But if we can't, or maybe it's just not the right time right now, and you know what? Maybe you'll be like my friend who became a client. Maybe I need to stay on the struggle bus a little bit longer. Okay, so then let's at least help you thrive while you're on the struggle bus. If that's your choice, you know what? I'm not going to argue with anyone. I'm not here to argue, right? This is your path. You get to choose what you want to do. Do you want to stay on the struggle bus? Do you want to get off? Do you want to stay within the vortex of mediocrity and settle for way less than you know that you're capable of in your career? Or do you want to kind of plan it out a little bit more and feel it out a little bit more and see how it works. It's all up to you. We're not here to pressure or convince anybody to do anything that goes against what it is that they want to do. But we're here to help. We don't want to see anybody stay stuck in your career. And we just happen to be experts in helping tech managers just like you to claim whatever it is and to build whatever it is that your dream career is, your dream life is. So if you're ready to talk to us about how you can do that and get extreme clarity about what the exact next steps are for you in your career so you can reach your goals, then like I said, book a call, thepeoplestack.com/book. So the message of the day is being stuck in the middle of it's okay. My career is all right. It's comfortable. It's tolerable. I'm coping. That's actually the worst place to be if you want to change. So don't tell yourself the lie that it's just okay and you know what, I'm just going to stay there. Because that's terrible. It's a terrible existence and nobody deserves to stay there. And also don't judge other people and say, oh, they're suffering. Oh my God, how can they be suffering? People who are suffering, they're going to be motivated to change. They're going to be motivated to change and get out of that. So there's no reason to stay stuck in the middle. There's no reason to do that. Figure out how to get yourself out of that middle ground and do it now, because you do not want to stay stuck there. It's an absolutely terrible life to live where things are just okay. I don't want to see anybody do that. So we'll talk more on the next episode about how to get out of there. Take care and talk to you very, very soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.